Watch your patch.
Before we get started today, we are obligated to give the warning that although this episode does not contain any direct spoilers to the final episodes of Game of Thrones, we do discuss observations by people close to the production of Season 8 of Game of Thrones. And during our discussion of these observations, we do hypothesize and theorize as to what will happen in Season 8. So, possible spoilers, and if you do not wish to possibly be spoiled, it is best to not listen. That being said,
night gathers, and now our podcast begins. It shall not end until we're done talking. We are
the princes that were promised.
Welcome to the princes that were promised. It's me, it's Shawnee Wan, and with me, as always, it's John. How are things going?
Not bad.
You sent me a text the other night. I was hoping you could elaborate on it further, and I'm not trying to rile you up for a classic canteen rant, but, and spoilers, by the way, basically what you said was a lot of people are saying that Kit Harington is in the King's Landing
set.
You're saying that now a lot of...
I don't want to say a lot, but there's... I was seeing a podcast, not really a video, like, suggesting what if Cersei kills Jon Snow.
And obviously, this just seems like it's clickbait or something to get people to read your stuff, but have you read anything? What is their justification?
I didn't want to even click on the link. It's guys who... I do watch some of his YouTube videos, but I just didn't want to... I didn't want to listen to because I just couldn't fathom... I just can't. I will not, never accept that Jon Snow will go down to King's Landing and be killed by Cersei Lannister. You want to talk about the biggest, most anticlimactic way to kill off a fantasy character like a Jon Snow in that regard? That would be it. If that is the case, and if I find out beforehand that is the case, because you know me, Captain Spoilers.
Yeah.
I will not watch Season 8. There would be no need for me to watch it. I will not read The Winds of Winter, nor The Dream of Spring. I will not even bother if that's how the series ends off with. If Jon dies because he dies on the battlefield on a last, you know, fine. I can accept it. But there's no way that this character that's been built up as, you know, the heir to the Iron Throne, and son of Rhaegar and Lyanna, is going to die by the hands of Cersei Lannister. And I don't think he is. I really don't. I think he might be arrested. But there's no way he's going to die. There's no way. Let me also add, though, that this seems to be episode 4 of 6 that he's in King's Landing.
Oh, wow. That's pretty late in the game.
Right, exactly. So now this is what really got me thinking. Episode 3 is directed by Mikhail Sapochnik, as well as episode 5 is directed by Mikhail Sapochnik. So when is the battle with the Night's King? Is it going to be episode 3? Did they get rid of the Night's King episode 3 and then Jon goes down to King's Landing to try to attempt to, you know, to make some sort of treaty with Cersei, gets arrested?
I don't know, man.
Or does Jon leave before the big battle to go down to Cersei to get her allegiance and gets arrested and then the big battle against the Night's King is episode 5? I'm thinking that the big battle of the Night's King is episode 3. That's just the way I'm thinking about it right now. Episode 4 just seems too late in the game, though. I don't know. I'm going to think that episode 3 is the Night King battle and Night King dies episode 3.
The thing with that, we talked about the Lord of the Rings ending.
Right.
In the spoiler section when we were talking about the big battle with the Night King and then the smaller but still big battle at King's Landing with the leftover of the Lannister-Greyjoy alliance.
Right. So you have to think about the Golden Company is coming up to ally with Euron Greyjoy, so that's got to be an issue.
The only thing with the Night King being quote-unquote handled, defeated, complete victory in Battle for the Dawn Part 2, by Episode 3, it's been how many years of building to this confrontation.
I almost feel like episode 5 would be too late in the game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because then you're only leaving 1 hour and a half to settle everything up.
Right.
I almost feel as if like episode 3 is going to be the battle with the Night King. I really do.
We don't have the list of what episodes directors are directing yet, right? We know that the directors are...
Mikkel Sapochnik is doing episode 3 and episode 5. David Nutter, who was seen on set with Kit and Nihiti, is doing episode 4. Episode 6 is going to be D&D.
All right. And then Nutter, Sapochnik, and that's it, right?
No, I think there's someone else.
Oh, shit, man.
Sapochnik's doing 3 and 5. So I think we can assume that 3 and 5 is when you get your big battles. I just think episode 5 is too late in the game with only one episode left to do the Night King battle. Because then you have to wonder, how are you going to take care of Cersei Lannister and Euron Greyjoy? I have a theory basing off on the leaked pages that were leaked about a month ago.
The pages that we discussed last week, right?
Yeah, it's going hand on hand. What's going on right now with King Harrington in the King's Landing set? It's going hand on hand, and I have a theory what's going to happen, I think. It's going to be a bloodbath.
We could actually talk about that in a moment. But here, okay, so season 8 episodes. Obviously, we don't have episode titles yet. They're still in production. But episode 1, written by Dave Hill, directed by David Nutter.
Okay.
Episode 2, written by Cogman, directed by David Nutter.
Oh, so it's Nutter 3 then, maybe, then Sapochnik 2.
Yep. Because episode 3, written by Benioff and Weiss, and that's directed by Sapochnik.
The fact that that's D&D's first written one of the series of the season.
Right.
I think that's the Night King battle, has to be. That's the way I'm thinking about it.
Episode 4, 5, and 6 are all written by Benioff and Weiss also. Episode 4 is directed by Nutter. Episode 5, directed by Sapochnik. And Benioff and Weiss are directing the final. Yeah, the final, which we've talked about this before. They deserve that. Interesting stuff. That actually does help to kind of get a clearer picture of the breakdown of this season or the overview.
Right. Safe assumption is 3 and 5 are going to be your big battle episodes with Sapochnik there. And that just seems like clear as day that they're getting Sapochnik just clearly for those episodes.
It doesn't make any sense if Sapochnik isn't directing the bigger battles. It makes no sense.
Right.
Hard Home, Battle of the Bastards, The Winds of Winter. It's a foolish waste of talent if you're going to let David Nutter direct these. But meanwhile, David Nutter wasn't as good as we thought he was.
No, I don't know. You're the director, what's the word? You're the director guru.
Oh, because Nutter did Mother's Mercy and Dance of the Dragons from season 5.
So he's done some big episodes himself.
He has. And I think he also did The Reigns of Castamere, the Red Wedding scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last episode of season 3, which wasn't that bad. And he directed episode 6 and 7 of season 2. Got a lot of Game of Thrones experience, and he's done some pivotal episodes.
Pivotal.
Yeah.
Pivotal. No, I can't say it. It just seems like it's falling into place at 3 and 5. 3 and 5 are your battle aid.
Yeah.
And I just gun to my head, episode 3 is the battle for the Dawn.
Maybe episode 2 going into 3.
Yeah, like it starts at episode 2 where there's a defeat. I don't know. I just can't.
I think what this tells us is that the others don't even come close to reaching King's Landing.
Now, the only thing that I'm going to go back on my word right now on this is we go back to season 2, the House of Undying, and they show Dany in the throne room, and it's covered. The ceiling is all burned. It looks like there's definitely dragon fire, and it's snowing. So this winter does come down there. I don't know. But I just got a feeling that this next month we're going to get spoilers deluxe.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. I just got a feeling that the wall is going to open and that's it.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know what? I'm too intrigued to figure out how they do it. Because for me, where they're reaching, where they're going to, I feel like I have a pretty good idea. Dany's going to be the queen of the Seven Kingdoms, or Jon's going to be the king of the Seven Kingdoms, or hopefully not, but Sansa will be the queen of the Seven Kingdoms, or none of the above, and it'll be some crazy thing that is going to be difficult to make sense, or Dany and Jon's child.
Right.
At the end of the day, the good guys always win. It's just how are they going to win? And
well, we'll be bittersweet. We'll be bittersweet.
I'm sure we'll be bittersweet. And just to comment what we were talking about earlier with Kit Harington, people saying that perhaps Cersei kills Jon at King's Landing. I mean,
there's no sweetness about that. I would like to bring this up, and this is something I've said about Cersei last season and definitely going into the next season. Is she, in a roundabout way, taking parts of Fagin's storyline from the books?
Yeah.
And maybe in the books, maybe, It's Fagin that arrests Jon Snow. Battle the Aegons.
Okay. I think we always assumed in the books also, not that we'll ever get them, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but but I think we always assumed in the books that Aegon, again, would be kind of like the last mini-boss before the fight against the others, against the Night King. Mm-hmm. But maybe you're right. Maybe it is the same situation in A Song of Ice and Fire. Maybe it's something where the walls finally breach.
Right, because remember, the Golden Company will be supporting Aegon.
Yes.
Fagin.
Right.
In the books, just like now we see him supporting Euron and Cersei.
Yeah, you've done a really good job, John, of bridging the gap between the books and the show over the last couple of weeks here. Last week, talking about Stannis leading the battle at Winterfell and Jon being the cavalry that saves the day with the wildlings. Cavalry, rather.
Right.
The connection between Cersei and Aegon, it seems like she's taking on more of his story, definitely more than anybody else, which leads to the question of what happens to her in A Song of Ice and Fire.
That's the only thing that can puts a little chink in the armor, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Of me saying that she's taking some role of Fagin on. Right. What does happen to Cersei in the books? Honestly, I don't know. I can't answer that. I will say this, and I'm going into the spoiler territory. Not in the spoiler territory, but it's just my theory of what will happen in this sequence of Jon being arrested. I think we spoke about the Leap Pages.
Yes.
Where Jaime comes and pleads to Cersei in these Leap Pages. Jaime comes to plead with Cersei about your main enemy is the Night King. Yeah, that's who it should be.
Right.
So again, maybe the Night King doesn't get lost in season 3, episode 3. Maybe it is episode 5. Maybe he is coming down to King's Landing. So I'll take that back. Right, I just said 5 minutes ago, I'm going to take it back.
Well, no, you know what?
I'm taking it back.
Perhaps there is a big battle in episode 3. There are heavy losses on both sides.
And Jon thinks the only way they can win now is with Cersei's lion.
Right.
Cersei's army.
Yeah, Winterfell falls, the ladies are sent to the Vale for safety, and... Right,
and Jon goes down south, and Jaime follows suit, because Jaime probably knows it's not a good thing that Jon go down there, because Jon sometimes is a little bit too much of a fool, an honorable fool. In these Leap Pages, it definitely seems that this is where Jaime kills Cersei. Jaime just has had enough, and he kills Cersei. The way I read it, the way it's been going around, is Jaime kills Cersei, the Mountain kills Jaime. Then there's like another page where it says like the Hound and Arya are in a chase scene, I believe. I might be wrong on this. I haven't read
the pages. The Leak Pages says?
Yeah.
That Jaime kills Cersei and the Mountain kills Jaime?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty positive. Wow.
That's a horse of a different color.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then there's a scene where I think it says that the Hound and Arya are in a chase scene in King's Landing. So I'm going to put try to put all this together that Arya and the Hound, since remember Arya back in season 1, you know, even in the books, finds her way inside down below of King's Landing where she finds Varys and Illyrio Lepidus talking about.
Yes.
She knows those little areas. Arya's going to find a way in there to free Jon.
Okay.
And then the Hound will face the Mountain, Clegane Bowl.
Okay. Which.
And then. All this could happen all at once. Like, this, like, 5 minute span. Completely play dead wrong on this.
Well, I gotta laugh about Clegane Bowl because it might not have even been a year ago that both of us said, no, there's not gonna be a Clegane Bowl because it doesn't make sense logistically. They're nowhere near each other. But right. Here we are, and you know what? Fucking anything is possible at this point. People are just lapping the entirety of the continent of Westeros with no problem. Go up beyond the wall, back to Winterfell, down to King's Landing. Yeah, we could do it in an episode. Not a problem. It's not even hard to believe anymore. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure we are getting a Clegane Bowl. It seemed like it was set up for that at the end of season 7.
Right, right.
As far as Jaime killing Cersei, that's something that no matter how many leaked scripts there are or people reporting that, until I see it,
right.
I can't believe it all the way. Just because in some ways it's too obvious. In some ways it's a betrayal of Jaime's character. And you know what, man? I know Cersei's not a good person. I know that. I'm not a huge fan of Cersei. Most of the time spent watching Game of Thrones, nearly all the time spent reading Game of Thrones, I didn't like Cersei. But there is a part of me that wants to see her redeem herself a little bit. Make one decision for the good of people, for the good of the realm, before she dies. So talking about that scene, I would rather be... Jaime does convince her to do the right thing, and she's going to do the right thing, and she's killed by Euron, who then maybe he kills Jaime. I'd rather see something like that. I'd rather see Cersei get a little bit of redemption, and I'd rather not see Jaime kill his sister. That's just me. I feel like that's more interesting, and I feel like Jaime killing Cersei, I don't think it's something he's capable of. But I guess we'll see. You know, the stakes are for sure going to be raised in season 8. But that is some crazy, crazy stuff.
All right, I'm on the thing here right now. The script page shows Jaime learning that Cersei is going to blow up King's Landing with wildfire rather than let it fall. Meanwhile, the rest of the cast is assembling on the streets of King's Landing, with the script page showing Brienne and the Hound arriving together. That bolstered the following claims. Jaime kills Cersei, the Mountain kills Jaime, the Hound and Brienne kill the Mountain.
But why is she going to destroy King's Landing?
I guess the others are coming down.
Right. Well, that's something that Cersei would do. Hinted at already at the end of Blackwater.
Yeah. Definitely, with all these leads, it definitely seems that Jaime is going to die.
He's got to die. I'm prepared for that.
Yeah.
I do think he has to die. I mean, he pushed Bran out the window. You know, he hasn't paid for that yet. Theon's got to die too. But I don't feel like their redemption arc is complete. Jaime's redemption arc has kicked into high gear. Theon's also. But they need to commit an act to redeem themselves. And even in redeeming themselves, they still have to check it off with their own death. Cersei can't redeem herself, but I would like to see her go in the right direction. But she's in too deep. Once she got into bed with Euron,
right,
started messing around with that guy, she's in over her head, and there can be no redemption. Although I really would like to see her not succeed at redeeming herself, but just decide to do the right thing.
All right, so now Jon and Brennan get separated from the main group. They end up getting captured by the Golden Company, where, I don't know what that means, Arya and Bronn bust them out. It's probably where Bronn fights Harry Strickland. They definitely think like Jon is arrested. I'm going to say, I guess this is where Jaime will die trying to save Jon. And maybe that's Jaime's redemption somehow.
I failed the father, I will not fail the son.
That line really should be meant in the books for Jon and not freaking Fagin. I better hope I get that in the books, in the show.
It fits Jon Connington real well. It could fit Jaime better. It could definitely fit Jaime better. Maisie Williams. I feel like Maisie Williams is doing more talking than Davos this season. Or this production season. Quotes from Maisie Williams about filming the final season of Game of Thrones. I haven't seen Davos saying much at all.
They just shut him up.
You know what, dude? Honestly, I bet you he was the source of all the leaks last season.
Yeah.
They really took his fingers off.
Another quick thing in the commentary in season 7, the showrunner has pretty much confirmed that Daenerys is going to get pregnant.
How so?
The scene where Jon and Danny are talking about how Jon's like, well, you know, maybe that witch was lying to you. You can't have kids or something like that. They pretty much just say, well, we'll see about that. Now, season 8, episode 3, the page described the scene was Tyrion, Arya, Sansa, Brienne, Podrick, as well as the Hound are racing with the White Walker on the wagon, driven by the Hound as the wagon crashes the White Walker, who once used to be a Dothraki blood, latches on. Episode 5, first scene, Jaime and Cersei are arguing at the Red Keep while Jaime is trying to convince her that Jon Snow is not an enemy, but the White Walkers are. Cersei is in no mood to listen to it. Jon, meanwhile, is locked in a dungeon. She instead cribs about how he isn't supporting her in the hour of need. And the second time, Cersei willing to flee, obliterate King's Landing, her bid to get rid of the White Walkers. And the third one, Brienne and the Hound are running through the streets of King's Landing to reach the Red Keep. So all like the main characters are going to King's Landing to get Jon back. So I think episode 5, I guess. I'm going to assume episode 5. Jaime and Cersei die in episode 5.
That's what this leak is saying.
Yeah. So forget what I said about episode 3 being the War of the Dawn, because it definitely looks like I was dead wrong on that. It looks like it's going to be in episode 5. I mean, I guess they're going to the final battle will be at King's Landing.
Looks that way. I mean, I guess there's always a chance they could hightail it back up the wall right there again, episode 6, the rate they're journeying across the realm. But I thought that we would need at least one full episode for mop-up.
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to be episode 6. It's got to be a mop-up of...
With little to no conflict, what happens next? But maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's got to be episode 6. I guess at the end of episode 5 will be the death of the Night's King. And then I'm going to imagine Tyrion's going to live and he's going to be the... I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm not going to try to guess because I've been wrong already.
Yeah.
In the 30 minutes we've done this, I've been wrong.
Well, I mean, it seems... This leak seems pretty legit. based on news that we've gotten.
Yeah, based on Kit being in King's Landing, the leaked script of Jaime and Cersei scene seemed to go hand in hand with what happens and how things happen. That's anyone's guess.
I didn't want to necessarily talk about this, but we may as well. Season 8 filming, massive new towers added.
Yes, that seems like it's King's Landing.
Right, in Belfast. So, towers added to the King's Landing set, as in towers added to King's Landing? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. I'm sure that there's probably more buildings so that they can show that are going to get, you know, burned down somehow. We've seen all the dragons flying and all. I don't know. That's freaking a year and 2 months away. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, dude.
Ah, God. It just isn't right. It's like just at this point, we know the idiots that can write the damn book. So it's like, you know, we've come this far. Is that a segue to what you were going to say? Did you have something about that?
There's no good segue, but just for the sake of proper journalism. What do we got here with this fucking idiot? Okay, so he's talking about his favorite topic, which I guess this is like a normal weekly post for him, is the fucking Hugo Awards.
I'm talking about the Hugo Awards. It's very interesting.
So this one kid says...
Oh, no. I'm afraid to listen to this.
Well, what the fuck did he say? George Martin said, "We hope," and I'm not sure. Oh, so, all right. So the quote is, you got to read deep into this guy's bullshit.
Oh, God.
To finally see anything about A Song of Ice and Fire. All right. So he's talking about The Sons of the Dragon, which was released with whatever Gardner DeVoe edited anthology over the summer, who, by the way, does not exist. Not a real person, Gardner DeVoe. So he's writing about the Hugo Awards and that the Sons of the Dragon now make A Song of Ice and Fire eligible to be nominated for a Hugo as Best Series. So it could conceivably win the Hugo Award for Best Fantasy Science Fiction Book Series, even though it's not completed. And he doesn't want people to vote for A Song of Ice and Fire. So what he says is... I don't give a fuck what he says, but the quote of interest is, "On the other extreme, I don't consider..." I'll try and do my George Martin. "On the other extreme, I don't consider A Song of Ice and Fire a series either. It's one single story being published in, we hope, 7 volumes. Tolkien wasn't writing a series when he wrote Lord of the Rings either." Yeah, well, the fucking guy wrote... It was 3 books, and they were all like 400 pages each. So he says, "We hope, 7 volumes." So then somebody reads that, you know, one of these poor bastards that probably checks not a blog every day when he wakes up, hoping to see news about the Winds of Winter. And I say poor bastard because I was there myself just a few short years ago. He says, then he quotes, "Being published in, we hope, 7 volumes." And then he says, "We hope." And he says, "Is there a secret 8th book?" And George says, "If so, that's news to me."
How do you spell Gardner DeVoe? I want to get a picture of him again because it's funny.
It's G-A-R-D, N-E-R, and then it's D-O-Z-O-I-S.
D-O-Z-O-I-S.
Yeah, D-O-Z-O-I-S.
All right.
Gardner whatever the fuck, however you...
Because this guy looks immensely like George R. Martin.
Yeah. Oh, so then... So George says, "If so, that's news to me." He puts in on his not a blog. And then another guy says, "Well, time to speculate on what we hope means for the next 6 months." Somebody says, "Or maybe, Mr. Martin, you could simply tell us what you mean instead, unless you want to keep it a secret." Somebody else says, "It's pretty obvious. It pretty obviously means he hopes to finish it in 7, but it might not fit in 7. And he doesn't feel like taking the time to explain how concepts like hope work to idiots on the internet." Oh, so we have the George R. R. Martin defender.
Oh, there's so many of them. I'm sorry for the people out there, but there's just so many of them that just defend this guy.
These fucking guys. Like, they think
to their blue in the face.
These are the guys that'll be like he'll put up a post that says, "Well, I may as well be honest with you. The Winds of Winter, it doesn't look good for 2018 or 2019. Maybe the end of 2020. And these guys will be like, you know, they'll like give them like, they're probably standing up at their house applauding, you know, applauding that.
You can't rush perfection. I just can't stand that.
This guy could be like, he could be like 99, right? And he could be in a home for the elderly, receiving bedside care, hooked up to monitors, still no Winds of Winter. And these guys will be like, "Don't don't rush it. He'll be done when he's done. Like, but dude, he's not even writing it anymore. Like, he's not with it. He's senile. Don't rush perfection. It'll be out, all right? Relax. Here's another George R. R. Martin defender. I thought I read the same thing on some blog about a rumored eighth book called A Time for GRRM to Get Some Much-Needed R&R. Smile, winky face. Fuck you, dude. Come on.
He's had plenty of R&R. Believe you, he has plenty of R&R. Give it up. Stop defending this. This is, you're just creating a bigger monster. Please, stop.
Here's the main point. I even came here. I figured I'd start at the beginning, but in this same thread from this comment about his fucking 4,000 word post about the Hugo Awards, this one guy, he says, any plans for Song of Ice and Fire related writing releases for 2018? The Winds of Winter certainly would be awesome, but anything else planned? Because that's the only way you can get a question from George R. R. Martin. You can't say, hey, what's up with Winds of Winter? Because he's not going to reply to that.
Right.
You got to give him some ass kissing. You got to give him some, you know, and then it's got to be like a throw in question, you know, and just hope that he answers it. This guy, you know, he did it perfectly. If you do Winds of Winter, that's great. But, you know, really, I love this other bullshit that you spend your time writing. Is any of that coming out this year? And George Martin actually answers and he says, so it says the Winds of Winter certainly would be awesome, but anything else planned? And George R. R. Martin says, Fire and Blood is planned. And then the guy says, thanks. And then another guy jumps on and he says, does this mean Fire and Blood is completed or merely on track to be completed sometime soon? And George R. R. Martin says, the first volume should be completed soon. The second is hardly begun. Oh, Jesus.
He's not even writing Winds of Winter. He's doing all this other stuff. He's
obviously working on a different book. You just told us. Some other guy's like, was that post you made a while back about Fallen Babylon indicating that we're going to find out a lot more about pre-Doom Valyria or pre-conquest Targaryens on Dragonstone, blah, blah, blah. I know most of these were written as sidebars for A World of Ice and Fire, which had to be cut down. Have you spent any time since 2014 working on Fire and Blood to round it out into a full book? Or is it a collection of the longer, unreleased chapters you wrote for the world book? Now, this guy, he knows how to ask. He's like a pro asking George R. R. Martin questions because he's really indirectly asking, hey, have you fucking done anything on Winds of Winter? By asking, how did you finish this book that you're about to complete? Have you spent any time since 2014 working on Fire and Blood? Because since 2012, you said the only thing you're working on is the Winds of Winter.
But now, just right. And this is why I can't stand the defenders, because he's not even writing Winds of Winter. He's not even trying to write Winds of Winter. Bit of a challenge right now. He's not even mentioning it.
Well, I mean, this is the most we've gotten from him since the famous.
Yeah, but
you're not going to like it. It's not done. George Martin says, yes, most of Fire and Blood consists of the sidebars I originally wrote for the World of Ice and Fire. Abridged versions of some of those pieces appeared as The Princess and the Queen, The Rogue Prince, and The Sons of the Dragon. But these are the full versions, together with some chapters that have never appeared anywhere. And somebody else is like, just out of curiosity. And finally, these guys are like, oh man, like, he's not giving us anything about the Winds of Winter, and no one really cares about Fire and Blood. So this guy is like, just out of curiosity, will Fire and Blood be released before or after Winds of Winter? Like, answer the fucking question that was asked of you. How many posts passed?
Mm-hmm.
And George says, Fire and Blood will be in two volumes. Volume 1 before, Volume 2 after. So I'm assuming he means Volume 1 will come out before the Winds of Winter. Duh. And Volume 2 will come out after the Winds of Winter. To which I say, bullshit. And then, of course, everybody jumps in with the questions. And he doesn't fucking answer anything until they change the subject. Then he starts responding again. But some other guy says about mega novels, he says, I'm of the opinion that mega novels like A Song of Ice and Fire shouldn't be nominated for anything until they are finished and awards shouldn't be accepted. It cheats authors who know how to write a finished story. Finishing a story is part of an author's skill set and needs to be demonstrated before awards are given. The ending is half the story. Ed George says, half is a bit much, but yes, of course, endings are crucial. What most people are saying, what all the clickbait articles have taken from this is that Winds of Winter is not coming out in 2018. And you know what, dude, I was more optimistic about 2018 than I was about 2017 or 2016. Not nearly as optimistic as I was with 2015, but I'm not fucking surprised. I'm going to be surprised if it doesn't come out in 2018. I'm not going to be surprised if it doesn't come out in 2020.
At this point, I really just think that I would never have said this 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say now, I would not be shocked if we never see The Winds of Winter. I will not be shocked if we don't even see it.
I do think we're going to get The Winds of Winter.
We will get it, but
I won't be shocked if we don't.
I would not, if you told me we're not going to get it, I wouldn't be shocked. I would be like, oh my God, I can't believe that. No, I'd be like, yeah, well, all right.
Like, the guy's such a joke. Like, I feel like, poor bastard, when he finally dies, you know, like, his obituary could have said George R. R. Martin, creator of Westeros and Song of Ice and Fire, the most esteemed American fantasy series of all time. That's what his obituary could have said. But now his obituary is going to say something like, George R. R. Martin, whatever year to whatever year, finally, we all know for certain that we're not going to get The Winds of Winter. It'll be a joke when he dies. And it's kind of sad. You know, I'm sad that he's not, mm-hmm. that kind of thing doesn't motivate him more. I'm mad at myself because I was where those guys were at one point in my life, checking Nanoblog. I was obsessing over these books and I couldn't wait for The Winds of Winter. I remember finishing A Dream of Spring. Yeah, right. I'll never have that memory. I remember finishing A Dance with Dragons and thinking, all right, well, this came out like a year and a half ago, so, you know, he's got to be writing the next one. Can't be that long of a wait. You know, and it wasn't until then that you really realized the length in between these books. And then you start searching for news about it, and then you meet all these other angry fans. And there's stages to being a fan of A Song of Ice and Fire. If you're in a Game of Thrones fandom where you've never read the books, then you're sitting pretty. And this wait sucks. Mm-hmm. It does. But like, please, man, it's not, it seems like a long time right now because we're reading about it and we're excited about it. But honestly, it's going to go blink of an eye and we'll be watching the final episodes of Game of Thrones. So with that in mind, to try and end this with a little positivity, I used to think that I'm going to enjoy this time, the time leading up to The Winds of Winter. Because I can reread the books. I know that it's coming, right? And at some point, I'll have read it. I'll have read it the second time, a third time. At some point, I'll have read the whole series. I'll be done. And I'll wish that I could go back to this moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the sixth book didn't come out yet, so that I could re-experience opening it for the first time, buying it, being in line, getting A Dream of Spring for the first time, opening that book for the first time, finishing it for the first time, experiencing all these experiences that I will at some point hopefully experience. So I used to look at it that way. Appreciate it. Appreciate the fandom. Read the books again. Dunk an egg. Like, there's a lot to enjoy about the fandom without the series being finished, knowing that at some point the books will come. And that's what I say to people waiting for Game of Thrones. And that's how I'm going to wait for season 8 of Game of Thrones. I'm going to enjoy the time leading up to it because this is it. All that excitement we have leading up to a season premiere of Game of Thrones, this is the last time we're going to have that. The spoilers we get from the sets and trying to figure out what's going to happen, how they're going to film certain. Well, I mean, cast out of that bag. We don't have to figure out how they're going to film certain scenes because everything is going to be
right
new to us. They're not adapting anything that we've read, but it'll be here before we know it. Enjoy this time. You know, it is a long wait, but please multiply it by like 6. And that's the wait for The Winds of Winter. 7 or, you know, probably by the time it does come out, or 8.
That wraps it up for this week. Check us out on the interweb. You can find us at facebook.com/thepromisedprinces. You can follow us on Twitter @princespromised or on Instagram @theprincesthatwerepromised. You can mosey on over to Tumblr, theprincesthatwerepromised.tumblr.com. Check out the Westerosi Companion @theprincesthatwerepromised.com. Subscribe to our podcast at Apple Podcasts, at the Google Play Store, or Stitcher. And please, take literally 1 minute to leave a review. Reviews are key to a podcast's success. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week with part 2 of Prophecies, Dreams, and Visions. John, always a pleasure. We will speak with you guys later.
Bum, 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 bum.